Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I'm so glad that I can spend time with you in this teaching. I'm standing at the Acro Corinth on the mountain at the city of Corinth in Greece. I'm so glad that I can be here where Paul came long time ago to preach the gospel to the Corinthians. Today, I would like to share with you the word of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will speak to us and you will shine the light of heaven upon our spirit, Lord. Help us to have faith and to practice the word of God, and we will experience the victory and the blessing, and the blessing will go down to the thousand generations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 19, the Bible says, "Therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, 'Send me your son David, who is with the sheep.'" In this scripture, we learn that after David was anointed to be the next king of Israel, he did not go to the palace right away. He went back to caring for his father's sheep. He was anointed before he was appointed. Doing what seemed like a menial or small job, he kept being his best and proved to God his faithfulness and loyalty. When King Saul needed someone to play soothing music for his bouts of depression, someone recommended David as an excellent musician and worshiper. For David, who had been discounted, overlooked, and forgotten, promotion came calling his name. He was subtly working in the palace for the king. He did not make it happen. The king sent for him. The Lord was working behind the scene. He was anointed, but the appointment came to him at the right timing. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30, talk about being faithful in the kingdom of God. The Bible says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servant and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look there, you have what is yours.' But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed, so you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This scripture talks about the importance of being faithful, even in the little thing. God has given all of us different levels and kinds of anointings and talents and time and resources. If we are faithful in doing the right thing for God, even the little thing, eventually God will give us promotion and the appointment from heaven will come on us. It may take many years. It may take a long time, but please keep being faithful. Like David, you have the anointing, the promise, the calling, but you will not go straight to the throne. How you respond when you are anointed but not appointed will determine whether you make it to the palace or to the throne or not. You have to be your best right where you are. When you pass the test of being faithful in the small, get ready for the opportunities that come looking for you. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 say, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7, this was written by Paul, and I'm standing in the city of Corinth in Greece where Paul came to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. I'm standing on the top of the mountain called Acrocorin. When I came here, I really honor the Apostle Paul. He was a faithful man. He said in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 7, but to each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. We all each receive from the Lord different kinds of spiritual gifts, manifestation of the Spirit, talent, experiences, passion. We all receive from God. The key is, after He anoints you, He has given to you, you should be faithful in using those things, even in the small thing, until one day the promotion will come. Let us be faithful in what we have right now. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 say, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. So God called us to be faithful in using even little things we have. And the Lord will really eventually lift us up. 1 John chapter 2 verse 20 say, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Every believer, you and me, have the anointing, have the spiritual gifts. Maybe different types, different kinds, for different purposes, but we need to discover our calling and anointing. Please listen to the teaching called Discovering Your Calling. We have the whole series and you can learn about spiritual gift and the calling and what God called you to do. And please be faithful. If God asks you to do something for this period of time, it doesn't mean that you will not get the promotion in the future. You may start being an usher, but one day you may be a pastor. You may start by being in the video team, and eventually He will use you to be a great evangelist that help and save so many, many souls. Who knows? But the key is be faithful. Romans chapter 12 verses 6 to 8 say, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. So I pray that you will discover your calling and your gift. And whatever gift you have, use them faithfully, cheerfully, diligently for the Lord. You serve Him. You get involved in building His church, building His kingdom, expanding His kingdom, saving soul, making disciple. And please serve Him with a really humble heart and give all the glory to Him. If you're faithful, humble, and you are doing what God is calling you to do, I believe and declare, eventually the promotion will come. The appointment will come. God will lift you higher and you will be used greater in the days to come. His appointed time. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you have given us both an anointing and an appointing. Thank you that you are taking us through a preparation process to get us to our appointment. I believe that we will pass the faithfulness test of being my best, our best, and get to where you are taking us, Lord. Lord, we promise you that we're going to be faithful even with the little things. We will not put the gift that you give to us in the ground, but we're going to use them for the benefit of your kingdom and for the glory of your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, anoint my brother and sister more. Bless those who have been faithful in serving in that church, Lord. And Lord, I believe you will keep your promise, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for listening to this word of encouragement. I believe that you will experience what you learned in this lesson.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Even believing, Lord, it seems I'm sliding.